You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now you can take this show and all your favorite shows with you wherever you go. Download the free Odyssey app. You can listen to Thursday Night Football every week. This week it's Two and the Dolphins, Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Coverage begins at 8 o'clock Eastern from Westwood One. Download that Odyssey app. Welcome back to Dukes and Bell. Rob Tribble filling in for Carl Dukes. Let's go out and let's talk to the technical director of our Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra. Carlos, thank you for your time, my friend.
How you doing, guys?
Good, man. I mean, hey, we are still alive, okay? I mean, I know we've debated and argued, not argued, but we've like wish we won some more games. But, man, still alive, just got no margin for error, right? We got to get it done.
Yeah. No, it's been, like, the fight has been great with this group, like we've spoken about all year. And we're in the hunt still with a couple games to go. So, big few games coming up for us and a great opportunity here this weekend in New England.
You know, it's difficult to maintain the level of success you guys had, clearly, because, you know, guys are going to move on to other greener pastures. And is there anything exhilarating about trying to rebuild what you once had a few years ago?
No, I think, you know, this is football, players come and go. It's a global game. We're in a salary cap world as well. So I think that's always going to be a challenge. But I think one of the things that we've liked recently is a lot of our guys coming back into the fold. I think we've added four starters to the group in our last 11 games, and we've had a pretty good stretch, 4-3-4 over those games, and starting to climb up and claw back closer to this playoff line. So I think that's been one of the nice parts about this second half of the season and seeing guys come back into the fold.
I know that we've talked about the injuries, and some of those you just can't overcome. It's a pain in the butt that Miles couldn't be out there, all the things that he brings. We talked to Brad a few weeks ago, and obviously he's rehabbing, doing his work. If you can make the playoffs, would this be one? I mean, when you think about where this team has been, and Rob talked about obviously the earlier success, which was just so amazing. Is this up there as far as, I mean, one of the great comebacks because how far off we were just a few weeks ago?
I think so, and I think the nice thing is there's belief around here. I mean, obviously everybody was devastated not to get that goal across the line when we played Philadelphia at home a few weeks back when we were all over them, and, you know, we made the best team in the league this year look average, which was a great performance for us. Just couldn't quite get it over the line. So, you know, like you said, Mike, just a couple of these games were, you know, the Orlando game early on, the Cincinnati game, you look at Philly, just we couldn't quite punch the ball in over the line and pick up all 3 points. That's been the difference right now. But, you know, obviously being this close with some of the adversity, it's given us a lot of confidence.
You know, I was at the match when Brad Guzan got hurt. I was right behind the goal. And, of course, it looked like he just took a step and he all of a sudden went down. At 38 years old, is he done? How is he doing? Has he come to terms with that? What is his future?
Brad's doing excellent, actually, in his rehab. He's a top pro. I mean, the guy looks after himself better than anybody probably in the league. So if anybody can do it and come back and get to full strength and get back to his level, it's going to be him. He's a great leader around the club. He's been a leader even when he's not been on the field, which has been a boost for us when in a tough season like this. So now we're looking forward to welcoming back not only in the locker room but on the field. And we've got a lot of confidence that he's going to be able to return to his level.
It was 2-0-1. You had the draw against Philadelphia. We talked about this team is still alive. With a win against New England on Saturday, guys, as Carlos Bocanegra joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, can't be eliminated until October 5th at the earliest. If we draw against New England, we get eliminated with a win from Miami or Columbus. So we've got all the scenarios out there. But the bottom line is, Carlos, we just keep scoring some goals. We can get things rolling. How are things with Joseph? Has the toothpaste gone back in the tube? Is everybody copacetic?
Yes, we spoke about this the other week, Mike. I think things sometimes get blown out of proportion. Look, everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to play. We want to win here as well. So, there's not an issue there. And, you know, it's really the group's in a good spot. The club's in a good mindset. And really the mood around, obviously after a 7-point week, the mood around the training ground's been good. And, and really taking that confidence into a New England team that's been a little bit up and down. So it's a great opportunity for us.
Carlos, let me ask you about the men's national team. What is the status of them right now? How much have they improved? Are they improving? What is the level of talent you see going forward?
I think they've got an extremely talented group. I think you see the talent pool and really the player pool in this country. It just continues to get stronger, and the level continues to grow each year. That's fueled by the academies and the MLS, not only MLS, USL, all the other leagues that really help the soccer pyramid in this country, the coaching education that goes into it. It's just getting more and more sophisticated, but we've got a great group. I know they didn't play very well the other day against Japan. They're playing right now on a really interesting field in Spain at the moment. But we've got a great group now. It's a tough problem for Greg, but a good problem because he's got a lot of talent. He's got to find out which ones formulate the team and to get the best results.
So you believe in Berhalter? Obviously, it helps to get Christian Pulisic back there in the mix.
Yeah, I think Greg's done a good job. I enjoyed watching the matchups when we used to play Columbus back in the day. He's got a clear, distinct style. He's very good at explaining his vision and how he wants the team to play. He's got the team playing in a style. Him, Ernie, and the group up there, they do a good job of working together for their player pool to get the type of players and profile they want into the national team. And you've seen the improvement. These guys are playing at big clubs around the world. Again, it's always, no matter what national team you are, everybody plays at their various clubs around the world. Bringing them back quickly and making them become a team in your style and getting those, all your principles back into them and your style of play in 3-4 days, that's a challenge for everybody. So it's a quick turnaround for the World Cup. I think they only have 2 weeks this year to meet up before the World Cup, which is shorter than normal.
Wrapping up with Carlos Bocanegra, the technical director of Atlanta United. Let me ask you this, Carlos. As a guy that played in UCLA, an American, you go over there and play in the Champions League. How are you greeted by your peers over there, the fellow teammates? Is there a little bit of condescension, eye roll, prove it? Are they a little bit more physical with you? What's that like being an American going over there?
I didn't really experience that too much. I think back in the day, early on when you went over there, it was kind of like, oh, America, what's the league like over there, blah, blah, blah. But it's gotten so much better. There's been so many players, not only from America, but everywhere around the globe. People are playing in Europe. They're playing all over the place. So I think that's kind of gone away.
There you go. So it's not like that movie, The Dream Begins, Goal, Rob. It's not like that. It's not like Santiago, the kid from L.A. All right, Carlos, man. Hey, we appreciate the time. Hopefully we'll be talking next week about, still alive in the playoffs, and we can kind of do what we did last year, which is surprise everybody and make a run.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.